This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 454, and today we're talking about the masks that we wear. Not you, of course. You don't wear any masks. It's other people around us that wear these masks. And what I'm referring to is these facades that we have learned to wear to walk out into reality. You know, from a young age, and from a young age, we're kind of instructed or directed on what we should do, where we should be. You know, from our parents to the teachers, to the professors, then even when we start to date. And so we're constantly trying to morph into something that who we're really not. And these are the masks that we wear. If we're thought to be a happy person all the time, we have to put on this happy mask to cover up that we may be going through a tough time. And maybe if we're having a tough time, we put that mask on because that's what we normally do. But when we are happy, heavens forbid, we let people know we're happy because we're supposed to be having these tough times. So we wear this mask, and we wear different masks all the time. We need to acknowledge that we are wearing different masks, and where these masks show up the greatest, and you could even call it the shadow side of the archetypes, but where these masks come up predominantly is when you have a reaction, and not a response, but a reaction to something small. So when your reaction is significantly larger than the event, that would be an indication that there's something pulling at that mask, because you're so agitated, your response to it is so much greater than the event itself that the event might be trying to pull off that mask. We may see that people, or we may think that people are phony, or we may go to Facebook and see individuals there, and all of a sudden we find this one individual which just pisses the heck out of us, or we have a friend who has a certain behavior that just sets us off. Well, that behavior could be a reflection of the mask that we're wearing, that we have that same behavior somewhere else in our life, but we're not acknowledging it. So that's, you know, we have this mask that covers up this behavior. And the only way that that it gets pushed is by somebody else showing us unconsciously what that behavior looks like. And that would be that behavior, that individual is a mirror or is pulling that mask off of us. And we get so agitated because we're about to be exposed, or we think we're about to be exposed. And this is not exposed in like you're consciously being a phony, although there are those out there, but these are the unconscious masks that we wear. And what this prevents us from doing is stepping into our own power, to being authentic, to being true to ourselves. And again, this is all driven by the unconscious. And as we wear these masks, we put on different layers of masks. We put on one and then another and then another. So when we start going through some personal development work and we get 2 years into it and you go, my gosh, I've been doing this work for 2 years. Aren't I done yet? Well, there's probably, you know, depending on how old you are, you could even think of every year you have a mask. So if you're 50 years old, you have 50 masks stacked on top of each other. And you've got to work through those masks to get to your authentic self. Some people look at this as, you know, archetypes, what, you know, the shadow side and other things. But I like to look at it as masks too, because when we're born, there's no mask. We are who we are. We're pure, we're innocent, we're love, we're potential. Every word that you want to use as far as a positive reinforcement of that. And that's who we are. And then on our first year birthday, we've already started to adapt to the labels that our parents or somebody else. Oh, that, she's so cute, or he's so cute, but he's kind of a little shy. Oh, a little clumsy. Oh, that. And then all of a sudden these, and even at 1 year old, we may not understand the words, but we understand the energy. And so we start to adapt these masks of well-meaning people, but they're just making comments. And those comments we start to wear. So at 1 year, we have a mask. At 2 year, we have a mask. At 3 year, we have a mask. Now, all the time, right, when we get to 20, 30, 40, we may have a mask of confidence, but there's underneath that is that one-year-old mask of unconfident, incompetent, you know, incapable of doing stuff, being stupid, whatever it is. So we have to almost get rid of the mask of confidence and then keep taking those masks off to get to those other masks that are driving our behavior. And it's like peeling an onion, you know. So as we get older and more mature, we hopefully will start putting on more positive masks. Yes, I can do it. I'm confident, whatever it might be. But underneath that mask, there still is the mask that we're wearing from 2, 3, 4 years old. And when somebody pushes our button, it doesn't matter how confident we are, when somebody drills down to that mask that we're wearing from 2 years old, then we have this disproportionate reaction in relation to the event. That is a really good sign that something still needs to be worked on. And often the mask of not me, it's you comes up, right? The mirror mask where we start pointing at the other person. Why are you such a jerk? Why'd you do this? Why that? Why that? In reality, all they're doing is showing us that mask. And when we can be open, honest, and mindful with ourselves and go, I wonder what mask that is trying to be, what mask is being pulled right now? And what would happen if I let that mask go and stop trying to be right? I could be right or I could be happy. When I say being right is pointing the finger back at the other person. You can find all the reasons why their mask is the one that needs to take off, not yours. But then you can be happy and going, oh, thank you for showing me that. I thought I took care of that mask. But now because of this reaction that I have communicating with you, I need to resolve that and look at my other mask. And these show up in various forms, right? Agitation, anger, crying, whatever it might be. But when we know this emotion is disproportionate to the event, there is a projection on the other person from us. There's a mask that's being tugged on. There are things that are happening within us. And when we can start to remove those masks and get down to our authentic self, then we can be in charge of putting on a mask again, the mask that we want. And these would be more authentic and more aligned with who we are. We all have to wear, I'm not going to say have to, but we all eventually do wear masks. And you could even look at it as wearing hats. When you're a significant other, you behave differently. If you're a mom or a dad amongst your kids, you behave differently. If you're a boss or a subordinate, you behave differently. All those behaviors are masks that we wear depending on the situation. And it's okay to wear masks as long as we know what mask we're putting on. And as long as we know what comes with that, what behaviors, what attitudes, what thinking comes with that mask. I mean, think about it. When you're, and maybe you still get dressed up for Halloween. I know, you know, Halloween, there's some great adult parties and some great kid stuff. But think about it. When you get dressed for Halloween or a costume party, doesn't your persona change just a little bit? Doesn't your body posture change just a little bit to match the costume that you're wearing? Well, that we do that in real life, although our costume and our masks are invisible, they certainly are known to us through the unconscious mind. And when we go into a group, let's say there's a boys' night out, a girls' night out, men's night, women's night out, we will behave, we will think differently, we will have a different persona, temporary, based on that, as opposed to going out with your significant other on a romantic date. That's going to be a different mask. And again, these masks are not good or bad. We just have to be aware that we're wearing them and that do they help us to move towards the direction we want to go, whether it's a personal development, whether it's success, whether it's peak performance. You know, are these things helping us, or are these masks just preventing us from looking within ourselves? And the masks help us point to why we're not successful, because my boss, because the economy, because my coworkers sabotage me, because this. You know, is that the mask of the victim that you're wearing? And again, it could be an archetype of the victim. I just like to use in this particular podcast the analogy of a mask, because we all can relate, most of us can relate to a costume party or Halloween. Even when we're young, when we put on the Superman outfit, we feel like Superman. When we put on Batman, we feel like Batman. We put on the Hulk, we feel like the Hulk. And when we can start to recognize it, we then can know where these, the what masks have to be removed for us to move forward, what masks we can put back on to help us live a healthy, aware life, and then when to take all the masks off completely. And that's kind of where meditation comes in. When we're meditating, we want to remove all of our masks and just be our essence, just be who we are and be one with ourself. Right. So who is the one and who is the self being together with? But when we're meditating, when we want to be mindful, when we're walking in nature and doing a walking meditation, that's where we want to remove every single mask that we have and just be open to the energy and the information that the universe is giving us constantly. Because the more masks we wear, the more we cannot receive this information that's coming to us constantly in visual, auditory, kinesthetic forms from the universe. There's always communication going on with us, but the more masks we wear, the less that communication we receive. So there are times when we want to completely remove all of our masks, meditation, walking meditation, and maybe even some very intimate moments with your significant other. You want to throw all those masks away and just be one with each other. So there are times when we want to consciously remove the mask. I'm not going to play this role anymore. I'm not going to play this role. I'm just going to be me. And we all know who me is. We all know who our essential self is. Because I would venture to say that everybody listening to this podcast at one point or another has said, I just want to be me. So we know who we are. There's this hint of who we are if we just want to be me. But who's preventing you from being you is you by wearing the masks. And that's where the ego comes in, because the ego is basically in charge of the mask. The unconscious is in charge of no mask. And as we can start to communicate more with our ego and start removing those masks and sit with our soul and sit with our heart and remove this mask, then we will be me. When we say, I just want to be me, that is it, the essence, the true self. So this is something I would like you to just consider. And maybe what you could do is write down, put a list of roles that you play, husband, wife, subordinate, worker, mom, dad, whatever, and then write the masks that go along with it. And then what are the good parts of that mask? And what are the bad parts, or not bad parts, unsupportive parts of that mask? And this can even go into when you play the victim, right? How, you know, if you complain, blame, or justify, you're wearing the victim mask. What does the warrior mask look like? What does the victim mask look like? What is the friend mask? What does the unconditional love mask look like? So take some notes, or take some paper, make some columns with it, put on the top some of these masks that you wear, and start to journal about them and reflect on them. And who would you be without these masks? And who are you with these masks? And do some reflection on it, and perhaps even have some friends do it and do a little kind of a spontaneous workshop on it. I think you will find it very, very interesting and revealing, and it will help you to develop into the person you really are meant to be. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage, and remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.